hold on here.
Mm-hmm.
Blog Talk Radio.
There she is.
Good evening and welcome to Comic-Con Stars. It's good to be here tonight with everybody as we enter into this holiday season for 2017. Getting ahead of myself there. This is Dr. John and glad to be here with everybody. Papa Stro Maestro, how are you doing this evening?
Ah, blessed to be here. It's what a great week. Just got back from my sister's Christmas cantata. That was really cool. And a buddy of mine, Todd Saxon's, well, actually it's our friend, Todd Saxon's son, Garion, graduated MCIS this week.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm very proud of him, man. So, you know, 'tis the season. I mean, I'm really digging the Christmas spirit, and, you know, blessed to be here with you guys.
Absolutely. Well, we are certainly glad to have you here, Papa Stro. And Dave Atwell, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing excellent, man. Getting my geek on for Star Wars tomorrow. So I am celebrating Star Wars Eve right now. And tried to do it outside, but it got cold all of a sudden. So I moved it inside the house. And we'll do the indoors version of the show this evening. So if I get attacked by the Mastiff here and you hear the phone drop, that's just me trying to recover. We should be all right.
I'm on my way there now, actually, brother. I'm just wrapping up the power walk, and I'm about to freeze my tushy off, so I'm just going to...
Man, I tell you what, I was saying earlier, man, I was driving home from work, and I'm like, man, it's a pretty good night, you know, and stay on the deck, you know, have a beer and do the show. I walked out there, and, man, I tell you what, my teeth started banging together. I said, I'm going inside. We're not doing all this.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Exactly. So we are here waiting on our guest of honor tonight, Wildfire Tommy Rich. When I spoke with him, he was on his way home from his wrestling school that he has here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And Papa Stro, I know that you are going to be wrestling this Saturday night with Tommy Rich Promotions. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on?
Oh, yeah, this will be the first time wrestling back in Myrtle Beach in a few number of years, actually, for me. So looking forward to getting back in the ring, Myrtle Beach area, and seeing all the fans there. And, of course, catching up with Tommy and Doug Gilbert and everybody there. And, you know, I just had Tim Zbyszko on my show, WCW Retro, last night. He's going to be there, and so it'll be great to see him and all the great talent there. And so looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. And, you know, it'll be great to be back in the X Gym. I remember a few years back, I used to help out Robert Gibson, train some guys at the X Gym there and so forth when Gibson was in town. So it'll be great to get back in the Myrtle Beach area and get back in the ring, you know, I mean, wrestling-wise. So it's going to be really cool. And, you know, and then next day, man, Charlotte Comic-Con, man. I'll be seeing you there, Dr. John, too.
You got it.
It's going to be great. And, you know, I'll be over there with my fellow cast members, crew members of Dusk. We're going to do the seminar and the live read and getting ready for the big second season coming up. And it's going to be really exciting. A lot of exciting stuff going down.
Yes, it really is. We're looking forward to the Charlotte Comic Con. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get to see a lot of old friends, get to make some new friends. I know our boy Greg Bo Watson is scheduled to be there at the Charlotte Comic Con, wonderful artist. We'll see a lot of other folks. But, yeah, and if you're there, Papa Stro will be in the front hallway right there with all the stars. And Carolina Caricatures will be back against the back wall right next to our friends at DJ's Decal. So we'll all be there, and we're going to have a good time. Tell you what, we had a great time this past weekend at the Myrtle Beach Holiday Comic Con, and that was at the Myrtle Beach Mall in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. There's a triple threat for you, but it was a lot of fun. Got to meet Tommy, got to meet Timmy Zbyszko. He did a wonderful job last night. It was great hearing him talk about those stories about his dad, wasn't it, Papa Stro?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned on the show, I could so identify, you know, when he went through, you know, going through his career, you know, being related myself, the original Gorgeous George and all, and having to kind of make your own way in the business. So, I mean, I mean, what a great story you had. And, you know, the stories he mentioned about, you know, going to WrestleMania, and some great stories he told about his dad and, you know, everything, and, you know, Bruno Sammartino. And it's a great, great interview. And if you guys get a chance to check it out, the archives are up right now on VOCNation.com for last night's WCW Retro Podcast. It's really, really good.
Oh, it certainly was good. And so, Papa Stroh, you had just looking back on this year and a lot of the great things that have happened to you, you have been wrestling with UPWA. That's the great promotion out of Wilmington, North Carolina, and it also runs up to New Jersey. You are the world heavyweight champion for UPWA. And also tell us a little bit about that other promotion that I believe it runs out of Monroe, North Carolina, that you're world heavyweight champion for that, aren't you?
Yes, I just won their heavyweight championship about a month or so ago, actually. It's a kind of reuniting that promotion. They used to run for quite a while, 3 years back, and they took a hiatus for a while. Now they're back together again, and their first show out, they had a big match, four-way match with, myself and three of the top guys there. I mean, Sephiroth, who was a champion at the time. It's Sweet Dreams. Then you had TKO, and those guys were like studs. They're like warriors. And we went at it, and, fortunately for me, I came out on top and became first time ever being actually ex-WW heavyweight champion. So very big honor being both ex-WW champion and UPWA champion. So and
nice, man.
Speaking of championships, this weekend for Twas the Fight Before Christmas show in Myrtle Beach, I'll be also involved in the tournament. They're crowning a champion of their own this Saturday night, so I'm going to be involved in that tournament. So, yeah, hey, a lot of things happening, man, but, you know, just blessed to be part of it and blessed to represent those organizations, Pride, and I'm looking forward to debuting for this one this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I just got a phone call while you were talking, Papa Stroh. It looks like Tommy Wildfire Rich is going to be calling right in. So we'll be having him in here in just a minute. So, yeah, you had a great year, and it's been wonderful. And, the three of us, we had that Jacksonville Comic-Con. It's been a lot of fun, and it looks like June 2nd, 2018 will be the Jacksonville Comic-Con, the next version of it, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And I believe, hold on a minute, is that Tommy Wildfire Rich calling in? Is that you, sir?
I wish I could talk to Tommy Wildfire Rich.
Well,
he is autographed.
Talking to him. Buddy, how are you doing? Thank you so much for being here on Comic-Con Stars. It was wonderful to meet you this past Sunday. I know you're a friend of Papa Stroh, Maestro's. How is everything going?
I wouldn't say I'm a friend of his. I would say we're acquaintances. He's not quite anybody that has a doll for a girlfriend. I don't know about them too much.
I don't know, man. So, those guys we met in Memphis, man, I don't know. They would take the cape of Dorothy, you know what I mean?
I had to ride shotgun with that doll long enough, man. I'm going to tell you, I am right there beside you, riding along with that thing behind me. I was like, I bet you I burned holes in that rearview mirror of Stroh's car, sitting there making sure that doll wasn't moving. It was.
Sneak up on you. I heard that.
That's what Dorothy told me, Dave. She said Dave was all about the Dorothy.
I was going to say, tell her I'm a taken man.
All righty.
Y'all like my show, don't you?
Oh, man.
Y'all like my show, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we Bob Stroh's pretty cool. Tell you what, Tommy, what brought you to Myrtle Beach? We're so glad that you came down here. You're running your promotion. What brought you to my hometown?
Well, you want the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to scare you now. I ain't got no doll in my closet or nothing. But anyway, they've got a big. It comes every 30 years. The big wave's coming in this year, so I wanted to move down here so I could catch it. I'm gonna do some surfing this summer.
Awesome!
Wow, that's cool.
Outstanding. Yep, nothing wrong with that.
Y'all don't even believe that, do you? I can't even spell surfboard alone. Get on one. Yeah, no, man. I heard that. But, no, I just moved a friend of mine. I'm good to meet him, partnered up. We opened a wrestling school, Tommy Wild Private School of Wrestling. If you need some information, go to our webpage, or you can call us at 843-691-9205. But, you know, they can call us there. If it's like fundraisers, we're doing wrestling. We're doing our Christmas show this this weekend. We got a big show that's coming up this Saturday. We just got back from the wrestling school, and but anyway, we got our big show coming up December 16th for Toys and Tots. Santa Claus is gonna be there. Papa Stone and his little girlfriend is gonna be there. I mean, it's a big card. One night tournament, an ACCW World Heavyweight Title, Dangerous Doug Gilbert and myself against these two. Well, I might not want to say that. They like to say I said something wrong. But anyway, these boys are like to flap in jowls. We're going to show them what some jowl slappings about. I came down here to retire, but dang, there's so many people down here retired, I decided to get them out of the house. So we started wrestling shows. I mean, we're doing it A to Z.
Well, Tommy, you go down to Myrtle Beach, and, you know, there's so much not to do when you're down there. You know, it's kind of like, what do you do down here? I'm retired. You know, you kind of want to stand out from the crowd, so you go get a job. You know, go get a job. You know, it's Myrtle Beach is a great area, though. Can't go wrong.
Hey, but you guys haven't heard of Myrtle Beach anyway, because y'all know that. See, us locals call it Myrtle, not Myrtle Beach. So y'all ain't really locals, are you?
Nah, we're stuck in North Carolina. where the film's still black and white. Yeah, it doesn't turn color until you get to South Carolina.
That's pretty good.
I've always said that. When you're driving from Jacksonville down to Myrtle Beach, you're driving, and it's like the beginning of Wizard of Oz where everything's just all black and white. And then you hit the state line, and the first thing is the fireworks place, and then all of a sudden everything goes, you know, you got the Munchkins dancing and singing, and everything's bright colors and all, and you're like, wow, man, this is how the rest of the world is, you know? Yeah, it's Myrtle Beach. Matter of fact, there's probably two seats that are still warm over there at the Giant Crab where I have put my tail and gorged on some major seafood for more than once. So, yeah, it's a great area, man. Love it down there.
Oh, man, no joke, though. I'll keep the sign, man. Myrtle Beach is beautiful. Down here living the dream, got a wrestling school, getting to run wrestling shows. I mean, don't get no better than that to be able to do it at the beach. Come on. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's the dream. Papa Stro, I want to ask you something. You told me that you have tag teamed with Tommy Wildfire Rich. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Remind us of a good story. And Tommy, once he tells that story, please feel free, and you join in with a story too. Papa Stro, tell us one of those great matches you had with Tommy Wildfire Rich.
God, so many great ones, man. Oh, my goodness. I remember one time we even main evented Mid-South Coliseum, PG-13, and what a big match that was. I mean, it was just Tommy was the mastermind, man. He kept it together, and he kept it interesting. He kept things rocking and rolling. And him, Doug Gilbert, myself, and PG-13, I mean, what a great deal that was.
Oh, but then with the days, I mean, that's back when wrestling was wrestling. That's with guys like Papa Stro and Timmy Z, Timmy Zabisco. These are wrestling, I mean, wrestling legends that come from the old school of what made wrestling what wrestling is. And that's what we're bringing back. I mean, we've got Renee Michelle in a ladies' match. It's going to be a big card. One night tournament, Papa Stro, Timmy Zabisco, Fuego, Cash Dillon or something. I mean, it's a new young kid upcoming. Seven big matches. I mean, it's going to be a night. We're going to be there at 6 doing a meet and greet. And just all I really remember about Papa Stroh, because I didn't really remember him with that dog, but I remember him being gorgeous George III, man. He had this prettiest blonde curly hair. Now then, I don't know. I'm the only one with pretty blonde hair now.
Oh God, we've been in street fights. We've had the mamas involved. God, we had so much going on at one time. It was such an honor and a pleasure to team with Tommy. I mean, it was a real privilege, man. It really was.
You don't make me have to say something nice about your doll, man. Hey, one thing about it, Bob Stroh, y'all look good together. Y'all meant for each other.
Oh, thank you. I can't try to keep it in the family.
You're welcome.
Keep it in the family, man. She's my special girl, man.
Hey, anybody out there wants to come down and meet Papa Stone Squeeze on December 16th, we're going to do a meet and greet from 6 to 7. I mean, if you ain't never seen his squeeze, you need to come squeeze her because she's the prettiest.
Yeah, she dig that, man. She all about that. Yeah, she's
any of it.
She loves attention, man. Yeah.
And Joe, I did ask you, when we was crashing in Wilmington that night, Stroh, did you have that thing in the room?
Yeah, she had her own bed and everything.
Tell me that thing wasn't in the room, was it?
If I was in the room with that doll, he'd have a doll in a box. I wouldn't sleep in there with her loose.
I'd have slept in the bathtub had I known that. Good Lord. What in the world?
Really? I heard that.
She's a bigger night out than I am, man. She likes to climb trees, ride tricycles, and play with the critters at night, man. She's a freak.
She's a freak. You're a freak.
Yeah.
Hey,
but Tommy, you know what's cool about having you on the show is that morning before I went to work, I was moving some stuff around in the house because, you know, getting ready to have the grandkids down for Christmas and all, so... Yeah, you got a grandkid proof the house and everything. And I moved some stuff from doing the shows and everything. And I had an issue of, I believe it was Pro Wrestling Illustrated from 82, or it was either Wrestling Insider from 82. And it was you and Flair on the cover. And I looked at it and I was like, yeah, man, look at that. And it's still in real good shape because I used to always keep my wrestling magazine squared away when I was a youngin' and all. And I'm looking at it, I was, oh, man, that's pretty cool. I had to flip through it. So I flipped through a couple pages and everything, then went on to work. And it was no more than a few hours later, I see these two misfits walking across my workplace there. And I says, let me sneak up behind these two guys. And it's none other than Dr. John and Stroh. And they break the news to me that you're going to be coming on the show tonight. And I was like, okay, now that's scary. It's a good thing I don't owe nobody any money right now. You know, for that to turn up like that, you know.
I'm glad y'all had me on, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Tommy, I want to ask you a question. This is Dr. John. I've always wanted to hear you talk. Can you tell us a little bit about that great match that you had with Harley Race, where you won the NWA World Heavyweight Championship? Do you have a memory or two you'd like to share with us about that?
Well, I mean, all that needs to be said about that is thank God for the greatest fans of any sport in the world, the wrestling fans out there. They're the best of all. But just they got to wrestle somebody like Harley Race, you know, General Patton, he took Sherman or whatever that was. That's what Harley Race was in the ring. He was General Patton. I mean, just to have the honor of getting in the ring with him and wrestling, big shout out to Harley and his family. I know his health's not good. Big shout out to him. You know, made me look like $1 million. And that's all I ever had to do, was just hold on and listen, because I got to wrestle the best of the best. And, you know, 1981 in Augusta, Georgia, got the opportunity to wrestle. They got to 1, 2, 3. And, you know, I mean, biggest thrill of my life, you know. I mean, what can you say? And that's a different, I mean, the night I slammed that dude with the Butcher in the ring at the Omni, you know, on Thanksgiving. 400-pound man or 200-pound man slamming, building with crazy suits. It's just having the opportunity to work and listen and learn from all of these guys, you know, that paved the road, pioneered. I've done it a long time, but I'm not a paver or a pioneer. I was just blessed to be in this business and have the opportunity to meet guys like that that took an interest in me and showed me the way. I mean, Bruiser Brody, God bless him. He's gone. God bless his family, one of the greatest people I ever met. You know, Buzz Sawyer, he was an idiot, but he was strictly business. He was a mad dog. And that's, I think that's what the business today, everybody wants to be in between us. And, you know, it's all about Batman don't fight no in betweeners. Batman fights the joke of the bad man. So mm-hmm. With wrestling, I think that's what we're missing is the, you know, nobody wants to be bad. I mean, everybody wants to go out and sign autographs and do all that, you know. I mean, it's good versus evil. This business has always been that way, and I don't think it'll ever change.
Yeah. I think that's where wrestling's missing out, too, because I've always, you know, I grew up watching Mid-Atlantic wrestling, and then, of course, the cable kicked in at the Atwell house back in 78. We were able to, you know, watch Gordon Soley with Georgia wrestling, which was always great, and it's kind of funny how when you watch those matches and you watch, you know, guys like yourself and Flair and, you know, Greg Valentine and all those guys that, you know, stayed there in WCW, and I shouldn't say WCW, NWA, better yet, when it was Crockett Promotions and everything, those guys wrestled. And every show that went on, didn't matter if it was Steamboat or Wahoo or you know, there was a lot of arm bars. There was a lot of headlocks. And guys like Paul Jones, for crying out loud, you know, Paul Jones, if he tried to go into WWE, it would never fit because he wasn't a character. And unfortunately, you know.
He's a character like Bill.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just, I don't know, WWF seemed to be more of a showmanship, more of a, and that's, of course, after Vince got a hold of it. But if you like the real good core stuff, man, I mean, that Georgia wrestling, Mid-Atlantic wrestling, and that whole era right there was just, if you missed it, you're never going to see it again. I don't care what anybody says.
But we're going to bring it as close as it'll ever get back to it. I promise you that.
I hear you.
We got plenty the first of the year looking to do some old TV studio wrestling. In our gym, we're going to set up and do studio wrestling and run our shows. And we're going to try to get a little local cable. I mean, you know, you got the dream. You got to follow the dream. I followed the Myrtle Beach, and I've still got some dreams. And so far, they've come true. And, you know, baby steps, but we're working on it.
Yes, sir.
That's great. And Papa Stroh, you showed me. I was with you in Jacksonville the other day, and you showed me that great tag team match that where Tommy Rich was the hero. Do you remember the one I'm talking about? You were in a tag match, and some folks from I think NWA Smoky Mountain came in. You remember that match you and I watched?
Oh yeah, that was the start of the whole Smoky Mountain Wrestling USWA feud a while back, and that was the episode where Robert Gibson, Tracy Smothers, and some of the Smoky Mountain people had invaded the USWA, the studios down in Memphis. And Tommy Rich made the big save for that, for the USWA. And, that was pretty big at the time.
Tommy,
we sent some guys up there to fight theirs, and they sent them to fight ours, too. Yeah, that was a good run there, too, just because of the interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was something different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my brother
he
Dan and I, we – go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No, I just said Pop Stroh showed that to me, and I'm glad you got to comment on that. That was a lot of fun. Please go ahead, Dave.
No, I was just mentioning my brother Dan
and I.
Go ahead,
Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
We'd go down to Savannah with Dad all the time and watch the fights, and we saw you down there. You were tagging with DiBiase one night, and you guys were fighting, God, it was Oxbaker and Ferguson. He's wearing a purple trunk.
Carl Ferguson.
White guy afro. Yeah.
That's Carl Ferguson scared all the studs. I bet you didn't know that. Wayne Pass and Carl Ferguson all kin to Jerry Lawler.
No kidding.
The Honky Tonk Man, Carl Ferguson, Jerry the King, they all kin folk. They all have a Christmas together this year.
No kidding. Old Honky Tonk, he was another good one, man.
Wonder what they'll talk about.
You know, one of my favorite angles, Tommy, that you're involved in at Georgia Championship Wrestling has to have been the Mr. R angle. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodbye.
That was awesome.
The machine, Mr. R, goodbye.
Yeah. And the angle you got in Armstrong.
Now, Armstrong is another crowd.
What do you get yourself my partner, Dave Brown?
How's it going,
Dave
guys?
Brown.
Hey, what's up, man? He still has the mask. He still has the Mr. R mask. I mean, I get excited about that stuff. But
that's awesome.
You want to tell the story? You know, he says, you want to sign the autograph? You know.
Yeah, and that's a big reason I've been here by the beach, too. I met my friend, my partner, Dave Brown. I met him about 5 years, 5 years ago at the Fan Fest in Charlotte. And I was waiting to keep it, you know, I just see him every year. Every year, and this last year we just become good friends and everything, and he opened the door, and I said, well, I believe it. He said, he believed in me. I said, well, I believe in you. Let's do it. So we here in Myrtle Beach thinking of moving all down here this about next week.
All right. I'll tell you what, looks like we got a caller in. Is this Brian from WSC Lounge?
Yeah, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, you got a question for Mr. Tommy Rich?
Hey, Tommy, I don't know if you remember or not. I met you over about 10 years ago. I came down to your house in Hampton. I was friends with the late Jack Hardy and Barbara Hardy that knew you and your family. I met you as a young kid, you and your wife and your three daughters, and you gave me an FBI shirt from ECW and Wildfire Tommy Rich trunks. And you signed the autograph for me of you and the late Nature Boy Buddy Landell.
Is that right? You must be talking about my daddy. Buddy Landell was before my time.
and then I seen you wrestle with
I know all the details you just told on me. I should remember that, but if I seen you, I might remember. But Lord, 10 years ago, I can't remember 2 days ago. That's about 2 hours.
Yeah, I seen you wrestle with MGCW against Abdullah the Butcher. You and him fought each other in a bloody pole, and I thought y'all were gonna come through the crowd and hurt somebody. And then they took you out, put towels though. You got on a yellow shirt, yellow tights. And they said you got Buddy and everything. Everybody's worried about you.
I think I was concussed. That's
gotcha.
Why I don't remember, because I had a concussion problem. And that's
hey.
Really good.
Hey, how you been doing?
I've been doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's good,
hey,
to,
can I ask you
good to hear from yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Are you going to be honest with me?
Yeah.
You going to be honest?
Yeah.
What do you think about that doggone Papa Stroke?
He's quite a character.
What the hell does character mean?
Well, I had him on the WSA Lounge with Dorothy. And I asked him, I said, is Dorothy going to marry Chucky? he said Dorothy was a fan of Chucky. So.
Yeah, he ain't giving that doll up to nobody, not Chucky, nobody else.
No, he said He said Dorothy had her own pet named Bones. So I have yet to see it.
No, I'll pass.
Well, I don't feel like I want some.
I don't think I do either.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Still, that promo that you guys did for the Cape Fear Con, and Stroh handed that news lady that doll, and it was wearing the same color dress she was, the look on her face, I mean, it was priceless. It looked like she just wanted to run and just, like, get a job at the Scotchman. You know what I mean? It was priceless.
I'm shaking what you're thinking, bro.
hey, Papa Stroh,
you know the last time.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, last time.
Y'all don't even my dog. I'll call in now.
The last time I seen you, Tommy, you were down there at the church in Griffin. You had joined the church in Griffin, and you did a testimony for the crowd. It was you and Robert Gibson wrestling with Antonio Garza, I believe. And my best friend was refereeing the match, referee Radar Martin.
Randall?
Yeah, and Griffin, referee Radar Martin was refereeing your match. You and Robert Gibson and Antonio Garza fought the beautiful God Besties.
Yes, sir, I remember that. That was at my church. We did it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's last time I seen you.
That's the last time that church seen me, too. I'm going to tell you what, y'all ought to make a weekend of it, because I got a Myrtle church now. So if you come on down this weekend and check the show out, then we'll go to Myrtle Church.
All right. Okay.
Well,
you ought to come on the WSC Lounge sometime, Tommy.
Come on, where?
The WSC Lounge. I've been hosting since 2014. I've had Thunderbolt Patterson on and Tony Blanchard and Papa Stroh and Jeff Jarrett.
Is that a bar?
No, it's a show. No, it's not a bar. It's a show. I know lounge sounds like a bar. I know lounge. But no, it's a show.
I bet it is. It's a TV show. Is it a TV show or a radio show?
It's a podcast. It's on Facebook. On the WSA
Lounge podcast, right? My best, y'all are killing me with these podcasts. Because what makes the wrestling world go around with all them Georgia peaches that used to come to see Tommy Wildfire Rich? Now, because I just have to do podcasts, all of my wrestling cheerleaders across the world, they don't get a chance to see this pretty face, man. So y'all need to get me live.
Yeah, get them live.
Well, it is on Facebook Live, and I do interviews over the phone, and if you got a messenger, I can put you on video, like I did with Papa Stroh.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Did you like Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah, I liked Jeff Jarrett, but let me say this now. But the Global Force Wrestling thing, I do highly regret ever promoting, because we were just embarrassed at not going anywhere. But we do like Jeff Jarrett, but as far as Global Force Wrestling, no.
Jeff Jarrett found 5 different people to open the territory up, and he took the money and left.
Sounds about right.
Hey Tommy, Dorothy and I was on WSC Lounge Facebook Live thing a while back, and brother Brian freaked out, man, because Dorothy showed Godzilla to him, and he went all crazy on her and everything.
that was crazy stuff.
Dorothy,
it depends on what Godzilla is.
Dorothy was talking to Brian having a chat.
My partner David said he heard enough about that damn doll. He wants to hear something about some ECCW wrestling.
Oh, excuse me, Dave.
Hey, we got another call in. Hey, Tommy.
That's
Tommy,
okay,
we got
Dave.
Another
I'll
one
be seeing Saturday, brother. I'll be seeing Saturday, and so are Dorothy, and she's gonna give you a big kiss right in the lips.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, nice picture that one.
Welcome to the
dark
side.
Looks like
we
got another one of Papa Stroh's fans. Steve, how are you doing tonight?
Good. Just was watching some Tommy Rich while I'm listening in.
Cool. You got a question for Hey, Tommy, this is one of Papa Stroh's fans. This is Steve. Steve, you got a question for Tommy, the Wildfire Rich?
I got too many questions, but I got to ask him, did you like working in ECW and wrestling Terry Funk in 97 in front of that ECW crowd?
No, Terry Funk kicked my ass. I remember that match.
You're wearing a crimson mask.
I remember that match. That was about the first time he retired. He knew his finger was tired. He just beat the hell out of me. No, I loved ECW, man, to be honest. Of course, I got to live the dream, man. I never got to the FBI gimmick and got to do that and manage. And, you know, that's just, yeah, right up my alley. That was a blast. You know, the guys up there was good. It's kind of wild up there, though. You had to be a wild child working area.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Of course, ain't nobody ever said I wasn't wild. That's my wife.
I tell you what, Tom, you put a new meaning into what Jim Ross used to say, a government meal. You put a new meaning into that one.
Oh, man. Y'all can me.
So what was it like working with Gordon Sully? Gordon Sully is one of the greatest.
My friend David, wait a minute. My friend David won't know what y'all smoking.
It's not what we're smoking. It's what we're drinking. The beer is awful cold on my end. I don't know about you guys.
David will find out what he'll be smoking this Saturday. Dorothy's going to bring him a special treat just for him.
Excuse me, we're having technical difficulty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, hide your kids, hide your wife, right?
I don't know, my eyes sitting right beside me.
Gotta have some protection, right? Oh, man.
So, Tommy, this is Dr. John. I got an important question for you. You've had many tough matches, but what was one of the toughest matches that you can remember that wore you out, that made you wish you hadn't done that match, it was tough? Can you remember a good one, a good story you can tell us?
Yeah, I sure do. Laying under that ring in Memphis for 8 hours, that's about the tiniest match I ever had.
Mm. Good grief, huh?
When we cut Jerry Lawler's hair that night.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all said y'all been, huh?
8 hours?
Mm.
Yeah, I got there before the security guards got there. I had an air mattress, a six-pack of beer, and I just got back from Japan. So they took me out on the TV card under them. I crawled up under the ring. I blew the air mattress up. Actually, one of those damn air mattresses, it was actually just a poo float.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't no big boy float. Anyway, I laid on there, had a sick bag of beer. I drink a beer, go to sleep, wake up. Didn't have no bathroom, but the can was there empty, so figured out what happened. But then finally got out above that ring, it was long. It was on like Donkey Kong.
Man.
Tommy, those were the days.
I imagine it got hot under there, though, wouldn't it? I mean, it's got to be pretty unbearable sitting under that thing, isn't it? I mean, hopefully you weren't doing it in summertime.
Well, yeah, but Miss Alcock seems air conditioned. I'm not like a damn dinosaur. What the hell? How do you think I am?
Yeah, definitely after ice, right?
I mean, that's like me. I used to carry Pop Stroh's bag in for him at the wrestling.
Oh no!
I don't think he was, but I was a kid when he was wrestling.
Oh my god! Oh man! Oh my goodness!
It's all about the miles, though. You know what I mean?
Gentlemen, are you ready to rumble? And yes, I can say, are you ready to rumble? December 16th. Don't miss it. Be there. A record-breaking, game-busting wrestling card coming to Myrtle Beach like it's never seen before. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, men, children, and women. Y'all better tune in because we got the Spice of Life, December 16th. A meet and greet, 6 to 7, 7:30, 7 big matches. A one-night wrestling tournament for the new ECCW heavyweight champion. Winner to be crowned that night. Yes, lady, you heard it here. The winner to be crowned that night, Saturday night, December. Believe it. Yes, it's happening. And then the man was Shell. Dave Brown, he booked her. I ain't got nothing to do with that. He lies because he's hot. I don't know. But anyway, he thinks he sell tickets. So men and young boys and light girls, check them out. Don't miss it. Be there. And then the big main event. Somebody take them out. I got Zulu and Mulu, I think, with wrestling. But anyway, Daniel's talking to myself. They've been talking trash about us. And it's going to be a big night. Santa Claus is going to be there giving out candy. It's going to be December 16th at XGM 568 George Bishop Parkway, 843-691-9205. I'm telling you, it's the biggest show in the history of wrestling in Myrtle Beach.
And Dorothy nice. Can't wait to sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah, about
that. And
that
makes the greatest promo in the history of Myrtle Beach Wrestling. You agree, Papa?
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. Yep.
That was amazing.
I think that Tommy Rich would have been Hulk Hogan of wrestling because years ago, you know, he was so popular. I mean, years ago, like Hulk Hogan was, and he's still popular today, so he could have been the Hulk Hogan of wrestling.
Hey, I was Hulk Hogan. Ken Turner was cable before cable was cool. I was Hulk Hogan
right.
before Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan. I'm tired of all
that. You was real popular.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tommy, you were one of my heroes.
I'm still pretty popular with some of the women, but my wife don't like it. Oh, she's giving that look of death.
In trouble, Tommy.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to give her, I've been trying to get her to give me the kiss of death, and she won't. I told her, I said, I'm old, but I ain't dead, Mama.
Hey, Tommy, I got a question for you. Maybe you'll know the answer to this. When you were in Griffin at that show, the last time I seen you at that church, there was a guy there that claimed to be your cousin. Is that true? He said his last name was Rich. He had short hair and a little goatee.
Yeah, that's my cousin. He's illegitimate being my cousin.
Okay, I didn't know because I didn't know if he was just fibbing me or if he was telling the truth. Okay.
Yeah. My cousin's mama messed around this other man or something. I don't know the whole story, but he's an illegitimate cousin, but he's blood.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, whatever happened to Johnny and David from Continental?
Jamie lives. He got him a mail order wife or something. They live out in Texas, I think.
Okay.
Johnny, he's cross country driving a tractor trailer rig.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I can spice it up and say he hauls drugs or something, but he don't.
Yeah.
Now, Johnny just partnered up with his brother. He has a nut and bolt business out of Montgomery. But Johnny was doing cross country driving with semi, but now he's working with his brother. They're doing good. And Davey, he sells like some kind of well pumps or some kind of big machinery.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they both doing good. Thank you for asking. And McCullough.
Oh, you welcome.
Well, actually, Davey Rich is an illegitimate cousin too. We have a lot of messing around going on in our family. But anyway, he's illegitimate. But just hear me, Richard. Johnny is my cousin, though. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you some questions about your family since you got in my business.
Go ahead. No, I'm not.
You have any illegitimate kids?
No, I don't have any illegitimate kids.
How you know you know? Maybe you got some of your mobile. Don't be questioning me, but not tell me. At least I was
asking. Related Dorothy? Are you related to Dorothy?
I'm still talk to him.
No, yeah, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not related to Dorothy. I think you're related to Dorothy, sir. I think you and her will get
of
married.
Of course. I'm her papa. Of course I'm related to Dorothy.
I've been married 40 years. I don't need no doll. I got a doll sitting here. But at least Paul Stroh's got a doll. Where's yours at?
Yeah.
Hey, I was dreading having to talk on this phone for an hour. I'm so glad you called and asked me a question.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you again. It's been a long time.
Well, I'm pretty happy about my things.
Do what now?
Are you coming to the show?
No, I live in Georgia.
Well, hell, I do too, but I drive down here every day.
You still live in Hampton?
Yeah.
You gave your phone number a long time ago, but the number got disconnected.
You don't know me then, because I had the same number as long as me and my wife were together. I ain't never had my phone number.
It got disconnected because when I tried to call it, it was disconnected. I still got that little purple box I brought down to your house with a load of questions I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, bring them December the 16th and we'll answer them all.
Sounds like
right.
A date.
All right, but I tell you what, Tommy Wildfire Rich, I got to say from the bottom of my heart and from all of us at Comic-Con Stars, you are an inspiration. We have been so glad to have you on Comic-Con Stars tonight, and I'm coming out on December 16th. Pop Stroh, you're going to be there, aren't you?
Hey, I'm there. You're going to drag me away.
You're there, and Dorothy's going to be there, and we're going to have a great time. And no, really, Tommy. It was so great getting to meet you the other day. And
absolutely.
I'm so glad you came on here.
Hey, thank you. It's very nice meeting you, man. I'm looking forward to y'all coming to the show and spreading the word about what the work we're doing. Like I said again, it's December 16th, meet and greet 6-7, back to start at 7:30. Anyway. All right. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Tommy. God bless you.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate you being
take
on.
Care.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Tom.
All right, well, guys, there he is, the legend, Tommy Wildfire Rich. It has been a crazy, crazy night on Comic-Con Stars. It's been wonderful. I want to thank our call-ins. I want to thank Brian for calling in from WSC Lounge. I want to thank Steve for calling in. Those great fans of yours, Papa Stroh from WCW Retro. And we'll just do our promos, and we'll As Leonard would say, personally, we're gonna get on out of here. Dave Atwell, you got anything to plug tonight?
Yeah, you know, in the event that you're still struggling to find some Christmas gifts, jump on Amazon, go to the Hunger series, and if you're local, find me. Not hard to find. Be more than happy to sign it and personalize it for whoever for Christmas and everything, and then hopefully come this January. We'll go ahead and release that fourth book and get that out. And maybe by summertime, if not earlier, we'll get that fifth one rolling and get things back on track with the Hunger series. But, yeah, check it out. Great Christmas present. And hope everybody out there is having a safe holiday weekend and everything, and being careful and trying to be good to one another. I know it gets high stress this time of year, so y'all be cool out there.
Thank you, thank you. Papa Stroh, what you got to plug tonight?
Oh, goodness. Well, Saturday, Myrtle Beach, Rich Promotions, Twas the Fight Before Christmas, X Gym Sports Mall. Be there. Tommy Rich, Doug Gilbert, myself, Tim Zabisco. Lots of great wrestling stars, male and female, will be there on hand. Come check us out. Sunday, Charlotte Comic Con, Embassy Suites, Concord, North Carolina. Dr. John, Carolina Characters, myself, with the cast and crew of Dusk will be there. And enjoy all the great talented authors, writers, and artists there on hand as well. And be looking out for yours truly, Papa Stroh. It's the chief of the bureau for the new Dusk series coming up soon. Go to Dusk Series, D-U-S-K Series on Facebook. For more information on that, and for the latest on TV and wrestling and film, go to my official website, thestroh.com, Facebook at thestroh, Facebook, Stroh the Maestro, Twitter at thestroh, and on Instagram at Stroh Maestro.
All right.
Yeah, man,
thank
big
you.
Tip of the hat to Ron and the crowd with Dusk, man. Good luck with those guys and everything. That's Ron and the crowd are class act. All those guys are good to go and busting their tails doing what they're doing on that Dusk series. So, yeah, big tip of the hat. If you haven't watched it, check it out.
That's right. And I will say that we got a couple more new dates. I'm going to quickly mention those as we close up. February the 4th, Hickory, North Carolina, the Carolina Fan Expo, starring none other than Papa Stroh Maestro. And then if he's not working hard enough, February the 17th, Wilmington, North Carolina, the Wilmington Fan Expo, starring Papa Stroh Maestro and Daryl Rackley of the Rat Pack and Eric Dion and Eastern Exotics. I mean, we got a great February plan. We got a lot of great things coming up. So I want to say thank you to my colleagues at Comic-Con Stars. It's always a blast. We've made another landmark with Tommy Wildfire Rich. It was a lot of fun. Gentlemen, next week we have one of our good friends, director Tom Gore, actor. And do you know that Tom Gore is the oldest NCAA football player playing today? He is playing football for Methodist University in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and he is the oldest player playing. And he's going to tell us all about that. He's going to tell us all about film he's working on. He's doing a Stephen King film. He's, I think, producing and directing that. He'll tell us all about it next time. We're going to have another blast. So I tell you what, on behalf of Comic-Con Stars, Greg Bo got tied up, couldn't make it with us, but we'll at least me, Papa Stroh, and Greg Bo, we'll see you at the Charlotte Comic-Con. Dave, we'll all be back with you next week, next Thursday night,
sir,
with our special guest, Tom Gore, on nothing but the most fun in wrestling and entertainment and pop culture. There's only one piece, and it's called the Comic-Con Stars. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless. Thank you, guys.
See you soon.